SB 1257, Adegeen. Motion is to pass as amended to Judiciary Committee. Adegeen?
Aye.
Adegeen, aye. Sayarto?
No.
Sayarto, no. Caballero?
Aye.
Caballero, aye. Cortese? Perez?
Aye.
Perez, aye. Wiener?
Aye.
Wiener, aye. Bills have.
With a strong majority, SB 1257 passed through the six-member Senate Public Safety Committee. The measure, introduced by Democratic State Senator Jesse Adegeen, would specifically require the Attorney General to publicly release an annual report on immigration enforcement incidents occurring in designated sensitive locations in California. This includes educational institutions, healthcare facilities, shelters, polling places, courthouses, public transportation, state and local government property, and other areas where individuals are exercising their First Amendment rights. Speaking before the vote, State Senator Jesse Adegeen urged the committee's support.
This bill builds on legislation we passed last year, namely SB 81 and other bills that protect schools and other sensitive areas, to make sure that we have information about when incidents happen at these sensitive areas. And also to ensure that the Attorney General has information to enforce these laws, because that's the goal of the laws that we pass, were to ensure that we have a patchwork of protections for people who want to see a doctor or go to school or go vote, that they can do so without fear of enforcement and deportation.
The bill comes on the heels of multiple incidents of ICE overreach in the Bay Area within the past month alone, including unidentified agents detaining a woman in front of her daughter at the San Francisco International Airport. Bay Area lawmakers are asking for answers in a separate incident when a mother and her two young children, including her six-year-old deaf son, were deported after the mother appeared for a routine check-in. The family was deported from Hayward to Columbia without access to the boys' hearing aids. None of the individuals targeted by ICE had criminal backgrounds. Republican Kelly Sayarto of California, the vice chair of the Senate Public Safety Committee and the measure's sole dissenter, did not speak against the measure at the hearing. Reporting for KPFA News, I'm Caitlin Clift.